It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to another edition of Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, your host for the program, and I'm so glad you joined me today. This week, we're going to be teaching on a subject called the anointing for the assignment. Let me tell you something, friend. God had plans when He made you. You were made for a special reason, for a special assignment. There are no accidents with people. God made you for a specific purpose for this earth. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10, it's my theme verse for this week. It says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." Now today's message is entitled, "You Were Made for This." Friend, you were created for a purpose, not just to exist, not to just take up space on the planet, not just to survive, but to fulfill a divine assignment that God crafted Himself before time began for you to fulfill. You're not an accident. You're not a mistake. You are the intentional design of a purposeful God. And if you've ever felt unqualified or maybe unsure of your calling, today's message is for you. Now we look again at the verse in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. It said, "We are God's handiwork." Now that word handiwork in the original Greek language is poema. It means a masterpiece, a poem, a work of art. You are God's poem, friend, His painting, His symphony. And He didn't just create you to look nice on the wall of the world. He created you for good works, to carry out His will and His plan for this earth. Those good works, they aren't random. The verse went on to say, He prepared those works in advance for you to do. God thought about you, He formed you, and He assigned purpose to your life before you ever took your first breath. I want you to imagine an architect. He's designing a custom home. Every room, every angle, every beam is a part of the blueprint. Nothing is accidental. And in the same way, God designed you. Your personality, your passions, your past, your pain, all that was to equip you for the calling God has on your life. Friend, you weren't born with potential. You were born with purpose. But here's the problem. Many believers today feel insignificant because Satan is a liar. And he gives that lie and he makes you think you're not significant. They say things like, "I'm not a preacher. I don't have a platform. I'm just a teacher, a mom, a plumber, a retiree." And the enemy whispers, "You're not important." But listen to me, friends, Satan loves to attack your sense of calling because he knows the damage you'll do to his kingdom once you believe that you're anointed. He wants to keep you passive, distracted, and doubting, because if you ever wake up and realize you were made for this, hell is in trouble. Let me give you an example. Jeremiah, the prophet. The weeping prophet. In chapter 1 and verse 5, God says to him, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. And I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." And what did Jeremiah say? "Ah, sovereign Lord, I do not know how to speak. I am too young." Does that sound familiar? God's response, "Do not say, 'I am too young.' You must go to everyone I send you to." See, God doesn't ask for your resume. He asks for your yes-a-me. He wants you to say yes to whatever it is He's calling you to do. My friend, every role matters in the kingdom of God. You may not be a pastor. You may not be called to be an evangelist. But I tell you what, God has a plan for you in the body of Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul tells us that the body of Christ has many parts, and each part has a different function. The eye isn't the hand and the ear isn't the foot, but all are essential. In God's kingdom, the intercessor who prays in private is just as valuable as the evangelist on the stage. The one who cleans the church carries the same kingdom DNA as the one who preaches in it. The mother who raises her children in the fear of the Lord is shaping eternity. Friend, your role is not lesser. It's just different because God made you unique. He made you with purpose. He made you with destiny. And you were born to fulfill it. And God anoints what he assigns. I want you to think today of a giant puzzle. And each piece is different. They're unique in shape and detail. But every piece is needed. You don't have to be the centerpiece. You just have to be your piece. You were made to fit a specific place in the kingdom in God's bigger picture. Now, how do you begin to walk in what you were made for? Well, first of all, you got to ask the designer. Spend time in prayer and ask the Holy Spirit, "What have you made me for?" You see, he delights in revealing purpose. He'll speak to you. He will reveal to you the gifts that God put inside of you and the way God made you unique and special so that you can do what he's called you to do. And then secondly, examine your burdens. What breaks your heart? What stirs your passion? What moves you? Because many times your calling is connected to your burden. See, Moses was burdened for his people, the Israelites. Nehemiah, he wept over Jerusalem. Jesus was moved with compassion. See, friend, your burden might be the birthplace for your assignment from God. And then thirdly, recognize your gifts. In Romans 12 and also 1 Corinthians 12, they both talk about gifts. Gifts of leadership, serving, encouragement, generosity, teaching, and mercy. Just pay special attention to what you do with ease and what gives you joy when you do that. It fulfills something within your heart whenever you do certain things. That's often where your anointing flows, friend. And then fourthly, start where you are. You don't need a title to walk in your calling. Just start. Serve. Say yes. God promotes those who are faithful in the little things. Before David ever faced Goliath, guess what? He was faithful in the field taking care of the sheep. He killed lions and bears when no one was watching because he lived in obscurity. Even his own brothers, they really didn't pay attention. God trusted him with influence. You may feel hidden. You may feel like you're forgotten. But God is preparing you in the field, like David, for the assignment he has ahead for you. Now let's talk for a minute about the danger of comparison. One of the quickest ways to lose your calling is to compare it. Social media, church culture, even insecurity can make us feel like we're not doing enough, or perhaps we're even doing the wrong thing. But listen, you're not called to be anyone else. You're called to be you. So just stay in your lane and run your race. Trust your designer. Now let me speak today directly to your heart, friend. You were made for this. Not for someone else's calling. Not for imitation or validation. You were made to fulfill the assignment that heaven placed inside of you. And God never calls without equipping. If he gave you purpose, he'll give you the power to fulfill it. You know, several years ago, I watched as a tailor was custom making a suit for a friend. They didn't just pull something off the rack and hope that it fit. No, they measured every inch, the shoulders, the waist, the inseam, even the curve of the back. They cut the fabric to fit that one person perfectly. And if someone else tried to wear it, it wouldn't fit quite right because it wasn't made for them. That's the same way with your calling, friend. God didn't pull your purpose off a rack. He custom designed it for you. And this is why comparison is so dangerous. You're trying to put on someone else's suit, and it won't fit you. And the truth is, their calling wouldn't look right on you, just like yours wouldn't fit them. Do you remember David when they tried to dress him up with Saul's armor? He's like, no, this don't work. I'm not used to this. I want my sling and my five smooth stones. Friend, when you step fully into what God has designed you for, people may even say, how do you do that so naturally? And the answer is, because you were measured for it before you were born. I want you to take a moment today in conclusion and write down three things. First of all, where you've seen God use you before. It might be in conversations, in service to the local church, in leadership, prayer. Look for patterns of grace. Where have you seen God use you before? And then secondly, write this down. What stirs your compassion? That's often a big clue to your burden. And burdens are often seeds of calling. And then the third thing is what others affirm in you. Because sometimes people can see our giftings more clearly than we can see. As a pastor, so many times I have seen God's calling on people where they didn't even recognize it themselves. But I saw it. I could tell what they were gifted for, what they were designed for, and how God desired to use them. Friend, the enemy's biggest fear is that you'll discover that you were crafted for kingdom impact, that you'll finally put on the tailor-made assignment and walk with the confidence of someone who knows who they are in Christ. So hear me, neighbor. Don't shelve your calling. Don't wait for the perfect condition. You were made for this moment, not another time, not another season, this one. And God's timing is right now. In His Spirit, it's with you. I want to pray for you today. Father God, I thank you today for this program, and I thank you for every home that you're allowing my words to go into today, for every car that's listening on radio, for every Facebook page that chose to bring this program up today. God, I pray in Jesus' name that you would help them discover their purpose, God. Help each and every one discover that they were made by you, that we are your workmanship created with a purpose. Father, thank you for making us unique, for crafting assignments that we're perfectly suited for. Now reveal to us what you've placed in our hearts. Break the lies from the enemy. Let us walk in your grace. Thank you, friend, for joining me.
What if one encounter with grace changed everything? In a world marked by striving, shame, and brokenness, grace offers something radical: transformation. Keith Manley's newest book, entitled Grace Changes Everything, is a soul-awakening journey through the power of God's unearned favor. With personal stories, scriptural insight, and heartfelt encouragement, Keith Manley shows how grace isn't just a concept, it's a force that restores, renews, and redefines your life. Whether you're weary from religion or wounded by life, grace still has the final word. A fresh, timely reminder that God's grace still reaches the darkest corners of our hearts.
Grace Changes Everything is the sequel to my book, The Grace Revolution, and it's available today on Amazon.com in paperback, hardcover, and the Kindle ebook. Get your copy today of Grace Changes Everything.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.